You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Id Guinness, and when I'm not babysitting Britney's kids, I like to listen to the Electrical Language Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. This is about take 19 because I've been having problems with the microphone setup this morning for some strange reason, but I think it's okay. Anyway, recording on Saturday, the 22nd of November 2008. This is Electrical Language number 149.
Where? Thank you.
Well, time to draw breath now, wouldn't you say, after that that rocking start to the podcast. Now, apart from those songs being all sort of fairly rocking, did you notice the connection? Yep, everything in today's podcast is from Canada. I've got some very good podcast friends or friends of the podcast over the water in Canada. And we started with Ed Guinness introducing the podcast. Then the Free Press. I did say a few weeks ago about how I'd got the Free Press album called Half Truths and Whole Lies, and I'm just looking for it, that had finally arrived. And it's a fantastic album, guys. I bought it from CD Baby, and that's the place to go. And that was the title track, State of Emergency. I've played Love and Wonder a couple of times, and indeed, if you listened to Amped number 150 a few weeks ago, where various members of the Association of Music Podcasting were asked to introduce their favourite song of the last year, you will have heard me introduce a Free Press song as being my favourite song of the last year, and indeed I think I shall have to play that song again sometime soon. I might as well tell you what it was. It was Love and Wonder, excellent song, and the album version. Somehow they've improved on it, bit of extra production, bit of extra this, that and the other. Excellent. So the Free Press, they are from Toronto in Ontario in Canada, and you can find them at freepressmusic.com. You've probably heard me say this several times now. Alex Oliveira on percussion and vocals, Len Ottison guitars and vocals, Jesse Pitcher guitars and vocals, James Dallas Smith vocals and guitars, and Mick Torbay on bass and vocals. And oh, they're definitely one of my favourite bands. I'm trying to persuade them to come over to the UK and play some gigs, if only because I promised Sarah a drink afterwards. The Free Press, did I say what that was? I'm sure I did. State of Emergency, opening track on the album Half Truths and Whole Lies, followed by Mr. Ed Guinness himself, now a great friend of the podcast. He's got an excellent album out, had it out for about a year now, called Cure for the Common Crush. I do recommend you to go and get that album. It's something that he was sort of feeding me tracks of as they were recording and mixing and doing whatever it is recording people do to produce the sound. I don't know what goes on to these things. I just enjoy the music and I play it. But anyway, Negative is the song from Cure for the Common Crush, and yeah, I have played that once before, but never mind. I've played several Ed Guinness songs, and indeed I am now talking over the instrumental version of Down to This, which is another song from the Ed Guinness album. So go visit Ed at almost certainly edguinness.com, but let me just confirm that, yes, idguinness.com, IDGUINNESS.com, and you'll be able to read on his MySpace page quotes, I think, from something I once wrote because I did a review of the album. Anyway, never mind. Excellent, excellent album. That was followed by someone new to the podcast. Several months ago, via MySpace, I stumbled across Fjord Rowboat, and they made available to me a download version of their album called Save the Compliments for Morning, and I listened to it several times and found myself unable to choose which song. And then, as happens, I sort of forgot about them, and then I remembered them. And so about 6 months after I first made contact and have got hold of a copy of their album, Save the Compliments for Morning, I've finally got round to playing Fjord Rowboat. Now, they're again from Toronto, so maybe they know the Free Press, but, well, I've really enjoyed it. You can find out more about Fjord Rowboat at fjordrowboat.com. There are several members of the band, more names than I've got fingers on one hand. Craig Gloucester, Ian Mackay, Kevin Mackay, Justin Grant, Matt Collum, and I'm assuming this is a member of the band, Fogmaster 2000, not sure what that is. You can find them, as I said, at fjordrowboat.com, and you can also, where's it gone? Obtain the album from CD Paper, CD Baby, or from the band directly via PayPal or iTunes. As I always say, if you can go to the band directly, do so, because they probably get more of your money for their music. But certainly CD Baby, I understand, is offers very good terms to the artists, so do go to the band directly or go to CD Baby whenever possible if you're buying music from the artists. I'm going to pause now because I've got to work out what I'm going to play next.
I'm Mick Torbay from the Free Press, and you're listening to what is this, Hungarian or something? Electric Language. Köszönöm szépen. Jó napot kívánok.
And can I just say that I'm seriously impressed with Mick Torbay's Hungarian accent. It's very much better than my own. So I've worked things out. Now, what I forgot to say is that the Fjord Rowboat song, the third one in that sequence of three that I played, was called Can't See the Sun. And actually, I forgot that I'd got another Fjord Rowboat song lined up in the playlist. So here it is, Fjord Rowboat from Toronto in Ontario in Canada. This is the opening track on their album Save the Compliments for Morning. You can see a video of it on their MySpace page. This is excellent, and it's called Carried Away.
Considering
Well, if you like those two songs, you will really enjoy the Fjord Robot album. Save the compliments for the morning. Do go out and get it. Being a Canadian music podcast today, in that all the songs are from Canada, we're staying in Canada with Simon Wilcox, who I've played before. Simon Wilcox is a girl with a boy's name, and I was just a bit confused because I was looking at her MySpace page, which said she's from Los Angeles in California in the United States, and I was thinking, hold on, I was convinced she was Canadian, so I've done a bit of digging around, and yes, she is from Canada. I'm not sure exactly where, because nothing, I couldn't find anything anymore that tells me, so you'll have to hunt back to the previous time she was played in Electrical Language, sometime in the late spring or summer this year. Anyway, so Simon Wilcox is definitely Canadian. She's sings some great poppy songs, and I suspect she's probably moved to LA to further her career. You can find her at myspace.com/Simon Wilcox, SimonWilcox, or on simonwilcox.com. Again, you can buy her albums from various places, including Maple Music. The word Maple may just give away that it's a Canadian site, and from other such sites. I'm pretty sure I bought it as a download from Maple Music, the album The Charm and the Strange. Excellent poppy songs, and here's another one by Simon Wilcox, and the one I'm playing for you today is Sad Fool, so do enjoy this.
You know when you're down, they won't come around. Sadness feels so smooth, blankets upon you. Thank you.
when the seed and the harvest. Swaths of barley like the lines on my hand. But I walked out into the sunshine and I fell into a hole. And I knew I didn't know myself. A tiny little sparrow, free from gravity and not concerned with sky. No gutter was too low, no lane too narrow. No treetop could ever be too high. But then my soul filled up with rage. So carefully in place, but just a tiny little tremor made me crumble to the floor, and I knew I didn't know myself at all. Well, I never thought I looked like what the mirror said. Cause I can stop you in your tracks with just a gaze. I'll let you look into my heart, but from a distance. And I'll reach into yours from 30 feet away. But in my dreams there's someone after me whose face I can't recall.
Wasn't that seriously, seriously good? That was What the Mirror Saw by the Dana Wiley Band. I've included the Dana Wiley Band in a podcast of Canadian artists because Dana herself is from Canada, although the other two members of the band are not. They are Jeremy Hellard, who's drummer, guitarist, vocalist, and apparently a uniquely expressive harmonica player, together with Nye Parsons, who is a virtuosic and in-demand jazz bassist. But there they are, the three of them together are the Dana Wiley Band. Dana, well, listen to It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast number 66, where Graham Holland from Liverpool, who plays nothing but acoustic songs from the UK, included an interview with them, and Graham presumably included the Dana Wiley Band because of their UK connections. I'm including them because of their Canadian connections. Anyway, listen to that, because Graham did a very, very good interview with the band and played a few of their songs. And there Dana tells us a little bit about her background in Canada, and I think it's in one of those cities in sort of Western Canada, like was it Calgary or Winnipeg? I should have taken some notes as I was listening, but I was driving at the time, so probably not such a good idea. I really, really enjoyed them. Let me tell you where you can find the Dana Wiley Band. I was reading from their bio on the website danawiley.net, danawiley.net. You can find out more at myspace.com/Dana Wiley Band. But I really, really enjoyed that. Anyway, today's podcast, I've been giving you a quick sort of whiz over some of my favourite Canadian artists, old friends and new friends, and I think every single one of them has got music that is well worth acquiring and is an excellent addition to anybody's music connection. Just trying to check out a little bit more about the Dana Wiley Band and what albums they have available. Yes, they do have an album available called, I think it's called The Unruly Ones, and that's another track that they sent to me, is the title track, The Unruly Ones. And that can be ordered via CD Baby, and you'll see a link on there on the website, which I've given you earlier, which may have been danawiley.net. Yes, indeed, danawiley.net. We'll give you a link to the CD Baby site. Anyway, as I was saying, every single artist I've played today has an album that's well worth getting hold of, and I would really encourage you, if you liked anything, to check out the artists and send some of your music their way. I started off with the Free Press. I'm going to end with another song by the Free Press. One of the bits in the bio that you hear about the Free Press is the differing origins or differing backgrounds of their members of the band, and one of them you will read if you look at things is a First Nations Canadian, which I think is a wonderful politically correct term, isn't it, for First Nations Canadian. But anyway, that fact informs this song. Do go along to the MySpace page, myspace.com/thefreepress, and in the blog articles you will see links to a couple of press reviews of the album, and you'll read more about the background to this song. Anyway, last song on today's Electrical Language. This is the Free Press, and this is National Pride.
Precious national pride. Yeah.
the brave are fast asleep. All in the name of God and love, freedom's raped and buried deep. All in the name of God and love, 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 all in the name of God and love. Clean the blood of your body, take the promises and charity. It was never meant for me. Hold fast to what you say. Kiss and kill and then walk away from your hangman's family tree. God and love, God and love, God and love, it's a moving
Well, there we are. I do hope you've enjoyed this podcast of music by Canadian artists, and many thanks to all of them for letting me play their music. They have been The Free Press, Id Guinness, Fjord Rowboat, Simon Wilcox, the Dana Wiley Band, and yet again, The Free Press. Many thanks to all of them. And thank you so much for downloading and listening. Do come back next week for Electrical Language number 150. Goodbye.